Hey everyone, welcome back to That Girl Affirmations. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, today's topic is a game changer. We're diving deep into the art of setting healthy boundaries and mastering that powerful word. No. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty, saying yes to everything even when your soul screams stop? You know that feeling when your plate is overflowing, and you're just trying to keep all the balls in the air? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? We deserve better. We deserve space to breathe, recharge, and focus on what truly matters. Building healthy boundaries isn't about becoming a hermit or shutting people out. It's about creating a framework of self-respect that allows us to show up as our best selves in all areas of life. So get ready to level up your confidence and embrace the power of no. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Know your worth. This is the foundation, my loves. You have inherent value, and your time, energy, and emotions are precious resources. Treat yourself with the same respect you would offer a dear friend. Think about it like this. If your bestie was constantly getting drained by someone or something, wouldn't you encourage them to set boundaries? Do the same for yourself. You deserve to be surrounded by people and experiences that nourish your soul, not drain it. 2. Identify your needs. Take a moment to reflect on what truly matters to you. What brings you joy? What drains your energy? What are your non-negotiables? Once you know your needs, it becomes easier to communicate them clearly and confidently. Remember, your needs are valid, even if they don't always align with other people's expectations. It's okay to prioritize self-care and put your well-being first. 3. Practice assertive communication. Saying no doesn't have to be a battle. You can be assertive without being aggressive. Use clear, concise language that expresses your boundaries respectfully but firmly. For example, instead of saying I can't do that, try thank you for asking, but I'm already committed to something else right now. See the difference? It's still polite and appreciative, but it sets a clear boundary. 4. Start small. Setting boundaries takes practice, so don't be afraid to start small. Maybe say no to an extra task at work or decline an invitation you're not feeling. Each time you assert your needs, you build confidence and create momentum. Remember, consistency is key. Over time, people will learn to respect your boundaries and understand that you value your time and energy. 5. Be kind to yourself. Learning to say no can feel uncomfortable at first. It's a process, and it's okay to make mistakes along the way. Treat yourself with compassion and celebrate your successes. Every step you take towards setting healthy boundaries is a victory. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're scrolling through social media when you see your friend posting about an event happening that weekend. You know it's going to be a big party, lots of socializing, and maybe even some late-night fun. You're already feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines and personal commitments. You could easily say yes just to keep up appearances, but deep down, you know you need this weekend for rest and recharge. This is where those healthy boundaries come in. Instead of agreeing out of obligation, take a moment to check in with yourself. What do you truly need right now? If you're feeling drained, it's perfectly okay to politely decline the invitation. You can say something like, "Hey friend's name, that sounds fun, but I'm really needing some downtime this weekend to catch up on work and recharge, maybe next time. T?" Simple, honest, and respectful. Now imagine the peace of mind you gain by honoring your own needs instead of compromising them. That's what it's all about, prioritizing yourself without guilt or hesitation. So, remember, setting boundaries is a form of self-love, not selfishness. It's about creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. It takes courage to say no sometimes, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. You deserve to live with intention, purpose, and joy. That's all for today, my lovelies. Remember to take those boundaries seriously, be kind to yourselves, and never stop shining. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with your friends who could use a little boundary boost. We'll catch you tomorrow for another dose of That Girl Affirmations.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.